You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent magazine for real estate industry sales professionals, property managers and leaders. Each episode, we bring you behind-the-scenes coaching, news analysis, exclusive interviews, technology and more to help you list more, sell more and elevate your results. To subscribe to the magazine, visit eliteagent.com.au/subscribe. Here is your host, Samantha McLean.
Hey, hey, Samantha McLean from Elite Agent Magazine, proud to bring you our weekly wrap for the week of the 16th of February. Last couple of weeks, we've had some cool guests on the podcast, such as John Percadani and Paul Tonnage of Realmark, and of course, Jed Xavier. But this week, we're back in the usual groove with my usual partner in crime and co-writer of The Brief, Mark Edwards, by my side. Welcome back, Mark.
Hey, Sam. How's it going?
I'm really well. I'm sure everyone has missed you a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure they have too.
I think there was going to be a bit of a riot. A couple of people wrote into me and said, what have you done with Mark?
I thought you'd actually sort of dumped me for all the other guests that have been coming on.
I had to reassure everyone you're alive and well. But there were a couple of important things that we were talking about, right?
Oh, look, it's been a really busy week, and obviously everybody's now back from the Chrissy break, and we took a little jump over into Singapore and saw some really interesting things over there.
Yeah, we did. So, you know, like being one that can never stay away from a good magazine, I picked up a few while I was away, including one called Singapore Business Review, and splashed all over the front pages of that was real estate news and disruption, and you can never get away from work or the D word, as it appears.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, you know, so that was one of the big points that right across all the real estate media over there was the D word, but also more importantly, there was the M word, the mergers.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, and that's what we're sort of, I think we'll probably see more of that throughout 2018, mergers, as people try to consolidate their back ends in order to make their margins better. And, you know, just to give you an example, over in Singapore, they were saying, you know, obviously PropTech is shaking up the industry over there. And the folks who are listening might not know this, but there is... Singapore is a great place to be a technology startup. You know, there's all sorts of cool co-working spaces and things like that. So it's pretty good to be in technology over there. And more than half of the top 20 of the largest eight agencies say that they've slashed their sales forces over the last year as technology innovations open up for consumers to buy and sell property on their own. So that's one thing, I suppose. But on the other hand, four of the top 10 agencies also increased their staff, and the CEO of the largest firm, PropNext Realty, who have 7,000 agents nationally. Now, there's some interesting numbers here, obviously, that... 7,000 agents in a place the size of Singapore.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, let's just paint the picture of the actual landscape there.
Yeah. So in landmass versus people size, Tasmania is nearly 100 times the size of Singapore. So little Tassie Little Tassie is nearly 100 times the landmass size of Singapore. But Singapore is actually home to 10 times as many people as Tassie.
Yes.
So there's a much stronger concentration of
people
per square metre. So 7,000 agents nationally in one real estate office. And they've said that consolidation in the Singapore real estate industry, rather, has become a question of when, not if.
Yeah.
Mergers are becoming more attractive given the tougher operating environment. And there's a lot of parallels, I think, between us and Singapore that, you know, like, I mean, obviously we've got many more wide open spaces and all that sort of thing. But it's interesting to note that Singapore is coming out of a slightly softer market with improving market sentiments, with still low interest rates. So their government intervened quite a bit back in 2013, which led to a bit of a decline in prices.
Sounds like a little bit of a common story, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, in 2017 we did... You know, there was quite a bit of intervention from regulatory bodies. Yeah, so that's all kind of sounding a bit familiar. So we did say that there was a trend towards teams last year. I mean, we held that big event and all that sort of thing, and I think that will continue into this year. And it wasn't really that long before, you know, we weren't really home for that long before we saw the news that Realmark and Altitude Real Estate under Paul Tonnage and his brother Nathan had, that they'd merged into Realmark. And again, they cited making their back-end operation more efficient and more cost-effective to be able to sort of service those out in the field. And I think, you know, from a values point of view, they're both very innovative companies. So it'd be really interesting to see what happens. And
there was another announcement actually sort of came out this week as well, which was the the agency has decided to finally finally make the move.
Yeah, the consolidation. Geez, it's confusing, isn't it?
You need to sort of really have a nice strong cup of tea to be able to
sift through all those ASX releases as well, just to sort of figure out who's doing
it's
what.
It's a web of mystery.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, like we get a lot of news releases into the newsroom, and it is, you know, like often you do sit there watching me going, what are they up to?
What are they trying to say?
What are they trying to say? So last year what we saw is that the agency who used to be AusNet over in Perth, so stick with me on this, without a whiteboard, you're just going to have to imagine the drawings, I think.
So, join the dots, people.
Yeah, so the agency group, Australia Limited, used to be AusNet, which was a company over in Perth.
Yep.
And then Matt LaHood and the guys that he used to work with went out under the branding of the agency East Coast, but it was actually a company called
Top Level.
I keep thinking Top End, but that's like somewhere in Darwin, right? well and truly not on holidays. But Top Level.
Yep.
So Top Level is the agency over in the East Coast, but they're not actually part of the same company. So the release came out today that they're actually consolidating, so that that all of the agency companies are coming together.
And that includes the acquisitions of Sell Lease,
which was last year, so Sell Lease Property and ServTech are a part of all of that. Now, I suppose, you know, with this trend towards, you know, consolidating back ends and things like that, so ServTech are a technology services company who are part of the whole group. And interestingly, they're going to keep trading under the agency, that's East Coast and West Coast, and they're going to keep trading under Sell Lease Property, which they say, you know, I think there are a couple of other companies in Australia that do trade under two different brands, you have Marshall White and Marshall White One, for example, like there are different.
And it's I suppose it's also leverages on the brand equity that they've also built as well.
Yeah, correct. Like, you know, some people expect to see those signboards and things like that, but it's interesting to see how that consolidation will play out over the next 12 months, and particularly, you know, how they approach having a consolidated operational back end and things like that. And what they do, you know, like, I mean, they keep saying disruptive. I mean, I'm not seeing a lot of disruption other than on the people side of things. Like, I'm not seeing technology disruption at the moment, but maybe
disruption to a particular agency.
Yeah, but maybe that's coming. So
they're basically saying, though, that the combined entity, they're talking of revenues of $50 million once all of the coming together happens.
Yeah.
So it would be interesting to see. Well, it's good. It's interesting now that, you know, so there seems finally a line in the sand, and it's going to be moving forward.
Yeah, so I think 2018 will be an exciting year for them as well.
Absolutely. So who else were you talking to while I was sidelined, Sammy?
Well, Boom himself, Jed Xavier. So
he bounced into the office like an excited dog.
Yeah, so he's been doing some good work in the area of wellness in real estate. So the Revive White Paper that he did with Sarah Bell, they went and researched around the country. And I mean, you know, staggeringly, and this sort of, you know, it makes me sad actually that to think that 47% roughly of our readers are experiencing anxiety over their jobs. And this is not just restricted to real estate, although what they found is that real estate is, you know, way above the national average for stress-related injuries.
Yeah.
When I say injuries, but, you know, like, I think you can say injuries because, you know, anxiety and things like that, are, you know, they're real.
Look, let's face it, it's a tough gig. There's a lot of you guys out there that are doing a job that not a lot of people want to actually have that mantle to do, and we've also got an attitude from the public as well that we also need to be working with. So, you know, it's very much a it is a tough gig.
It's one of those things where you've got to work twice as hard to be considered half as good.
Yeah.
Maybe as another, let's just say a doctor. You know, you can go and visit a terrible doctor, but they don't have, you know, except maybe on a current affair, where they cop as much stick. But what that really means is that we probably need to focus on some of the things to help, you know, combat that. You know, and Jet's got some ways of combating that, and we talked about those at length last week. Mm. I mean, look, one thing I wanted to talk about this week is another article from Ush Danak, who is, you know, one of our HR contributors. you know, she's sort of saying about how to improve the employee experience. So I guess this one for you leaders out there. So her argument is that you can't have happy customers if you have unhappy employees. Mm. Like, it just, the
well,
two
it
just...
rubs off, doesn't it?
Yeah, the two just don't go hand in hand because, you know, like your whole state of, yeah, of mind slash well-being actually rubs off onto everything.
We've been told many times, you know, sort of that the way to, you know, put a smile on the dial before you dial.
Smile before you dial.
Smile before you dial, because it does come through.
And, yeah,
and if you actually then equate that through to, you know, an employee who may not be on their peak form, or they've got something that's bothering them in the back of their mind, then that is going to translate into the way in which they engage with the public.
Yeah.
You know, so one of our writers a while ago said to us, you know, so whenever you go into a meeting or go into a call, you've got to park the funk.
Yep.
So I think it's really important that we actually sort of, you know, recognise where people may need a bit of a hand,
yep,
or even just having a talk to be able to say, hey, it's almost like the are you okay of real estate.
Yeah, and there are several apps and stuff. My plain recommendation, what I do to lift my state before I sort of stick a microphone in my face in these podcasts is, you know, I like to listen to INXS's New Sensation.
That'll
do. But if you sort
is that
of
what you're doing when you're dancing around the room?
Yeah, it is. So if you think about you know, like, what do your employees want? You know, it's really about sort of understanding them and talking to them about, yeah, you know, what they do want, and help them grow to get to their goals. Create an environment where they can, you know, grow and flourish and things like that. And, you know, perhaps even make the work more meaningful. Like Simon Sinek, you know, I know he's a bit polarizing, like some people sort of are disciples of Simon and some people sort of not so much, but I think everyone needs a bit more meaning in the work that we're doing. Like, why are we doing this? I do want to talk about something else today, though, just for the record, and that is, you know, the trend outside of real estate. We've seen in Hollywood the Me Too thing. Number one, I think it's sad that stuff has come out.
Mm.
Number two, I unfortunately think that there will be more of it. So, and it's not just Hollywood either, it is the corporate world as well, where people haven't been treated with the respect that they deserve.
Yep.
And we've already heard some stories come out about it this week.
Yep, in our industry.
Yeah, to what extent, you know, like, obviously I can't comment or anything like that, but I do think that this is not restricted to one place, and that trend towards transparency in the workplace, in your work with the customers, everywhere, that is going to be a big theme of 2018.
Oh, absolutely.
You heard it here first.
I think that people just need to be able to keep their eyes open to see.
I think people need to feel safe, like, to come forward. Like, I think that's the big thing, is people need to be able to come forward in a safe way and say,
and feel as though it's they're able to, without you know, sort of repercussions of.
Yeah. Obviously, being an employer of choice or an attraction employer, we've talked about attraction agents ad nauseum, you know, again, with this trend towards mergers and things like that, you're going to want to attract the right people, and you're going to want to have those HR policies that support that substantiate that. So, you know, like the negative gearing debate, that one ain't going away. We've already heard a fair bit about the negative gearing debate this year too, so guess what, you know, does that mean that there's going to be an election this year? Am I going to call it? No, of course I'm not going to call it, but maybe there'll be an election this year anyway. Moving right along. So there are a couple of the trends that we are seeing at the moment, which is, you know, that trend towards mergers and the trend towards wellness and being an employer of choice. There's a few other interesting things we've seen this year already, and that is we talked a bit about the whole voice activated intelligence sort of systems last year.
Yep.
Alexa, find me an agent. Alexa, tie my shoelaces.
No, Alexa doesn't tie shoelaces. Alexa doesn't find keys either at the moment, do they?
No, unfortunately not. But I got a Google Home for Christmas.
Yes.
And, I'm really enjoying asking the Google Home questions.
Yep.
You know, what's the weather going to be?
Yep.
Am I going to meet my deadline?
Put something on the shopping list.
What's on my day? Put something on the shopping list. I really do like that. So
play the song of the Eagles.
Play some Eagles, yep. So over the last couple of months, realestate.com.au have announced a new service for Amazon Alexa, which is the competitor to Google Home.
Yep. There's three on the three or four on the market now. So you've got Google Home, you've got Alexa, you've got new HomePod.
Yep, the Apple HomePod.
Is there another one?
I don't know.
I think it's just the three of them.
The Amazon one's not called Alexa, it's called Echo.
Yes.
And there's the Echo Dots and the Echo Towers. And, you can actually use Echo to, join the dots. You know, like if you've got multiple offices, you can actually sort of use them like walkie-talkies. Yeah.
And I think one of the interesting things that we saw as well with when you got your daughter an Amazon Echo.
Well, we decided to get her the Amazon.
Yeah. And then we put them in the same room together with the Google Home.
It was like having Nancy Kerrigan and Tonya Harding together again, you know. Hey, Google, have you got any questions for Alexa?
No.
No. Well, that wasn't exactly what she said. She said, I would really like to see what Alexa's got, or something like that. And I think there was a tone, but...
There was definitely a tone. I'd love to get them talking to each other, as in just like sort of be a battle of the bots.
Wasn't there a movie that did that? Like that, you know, you could actually sort of get Google to talk and then...
Yeah. Well, one of the really interesting things you can actually do with them as well, though, is you can pair them together and they don't need to be in the same
room
or the same house.
Yeah.
And you can almost create it like you've got a voice portal to another location, as long as you've paired the Amazon dots together Amazons.
Amazons. Joining the dots. That's where we were. I think we've gotten a little bit off track. But so realestate.com.au, news service, hey Alexa, read me the news.
Yes.
How far away is that? Like, so realestate.com.au had launched their agent compare service last year. So Alexa, find me an agent.
Mm.
So yeah. I do think that it is really important now more than ever, you guys, to get that realestate.com.au profile up to date.
Yeah. We also saw another piece that came across from Say Hello to Diana.
Yeah, well, Diana Dugan, she's from Beaumaris, which is, Bayside in Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
So she's gone one step further with her website, dianaduganproperty.com.au, if you want to check it out. And it looks a bit virtual reality, actually.
It's a little bit like sort of an upgrade of Max Headroom.
Yeah.
For those oldies that are
only
out there.
You know, she's much more attractive, obviously.
less glitches.
Yeah, less glitches too. But the website is actually voice activated, so you can actually talk to Diana's avatar on the website, and she will talk back to you in either English or Mandarin. Mm. So, you know, for those people that are sort of, you know, like don't like using keyboards, and there was some sort of prediction that an inordinate number of us were going to be talking to some sort of voice-activated device this year.
Yep.
I think, you know, like Dana's really sort of got the jump on, how that might look. And I'm sure that it'll be interesting to watch her website and her web presence evolve over the year.
Oh, it's a massive project. I mean, you can imagine that you need to be able to accommodate a number of different scenarios. I mean, we come up regularly against situations where we ask Google a certain, you know, question and say, I'm sorry, I can't help you with that. Or I'm sorry, I don't know how to help you with that. But it will grow. I mean, I started up a formatted a new laptop the other day, and the first thing it asked me to do was to give commands via speech instead of typing into the keypad.
Mm.
And I thought it was really cool. And the recognition to actually answering the individual questions was astounding.
Yeah.
But that was more on initiating responses to a canned question.
Yeah.
So where the big challenge is going to be asking unformatted questions to the machine,
yeah,
and then be able to get information back. That's going to be the really interesting thing when it eventually all gets tied together.
Yeah, it will be very interesting to see where all that goes. So, you know, like if you're not thinking about, you know, how your business can benefit or how you can benefit productivity-wise from voice-activated systems, start thinking about that as well. Lastly, I guess the last article we really want to talk about is this one that's been sort of trending for a couple of weeks, which is from Josh Pyatt. So he's sort of newish coach on the scene. Like, you know, he's definitely someone different out there. That he wrote this article, "If I was new in real estate or a struggling salesperson, here's what I do." I guess, you know, with some of the markets flattening, there's a general sentiment that, you know, like this may cause some people to leave the industry. I mean, we've seen people come and go, you know, during these curves and swings and roundabouts and things like that. But this was quite a solid article on some tips if you were new in real estate, what to do, or if you were sort of feeling like you're on a bit of struggle street,
yep.
here's what to do. So, you know, a couple of the good tips in there. My favourite one is to sort of go out there and ask questions of people who've got more experience than you and identify mm-hmm. 5 to 10 top performing agents in the city, because it's like, it's funny, I don't know too many of the top performers that aren't really giving with their with their knowledge. Like, certainly most of the people that we deal with in Elite Agent, they're very giving and very generous, you know, Gavin Rubenstein, guys like that, that will always, you know, put tools down to help someone.
But, you know, that gets back to what we were talking about before, you know, so you got to work twice as hard to be half as good. I think there's a lot of people in this industry that want to try and, you know, sort of elevate the quality of the perception of real estate in the community.
Yeah.
A couple of other good things I got out of Josh's article was, you know, sort of consistency. You know, everybody talks about consistency, and it's not necessarily just a consistency about, you know, sort of how you act and how you smile and interact with the people. But, you know, the simple things about getting to the office at the same time every day, you know, sort of building a routine into your routine. Mm. you know, sort of making calls at the same time every day, so it becomes a habit. What was that, you know, sort of you do something for 30 days and then it becomes a habit?
Oh, well, that's a big theme that is in Transform this year.
Yeah, it is. It is. Couple of other things before we, you know, sort of move on from that one is, you know, sort of you talked a lot about, you know, sort of building your database correctly, where to get the information from. You didn't actually talk too much about where to get it from, but there's a lot of other resources on eliteagent.com.au about where you can get leads from for your database.
There's heaps of this stuff we've dealt with on eliteagent.com.au. It's just, you know, it's finding the stuff, like, you know, throughout Transform seasons and all different sorts of things, we have dealt with this stuff. You know, my takeaway from this is, I suppose this is sort of down if you're struggling or if you're going through a rough patch. I think, you know, like, the takeaway is always for me is, you know, like, what am I doing that could change, or what could I try to change that would make a difference? Because somebody wise once said to me, if nothing changes, then, you know, nothing changes.
Yeah.
It's a case of, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect a different outcome, that's, you know, that's not very productive. And the other thing is just to take action. I mean, you know, imperfect action is what generates results usually, like, you know, some action taken imperfectly. So even if it's just pick up the phone and talk to somebody about, you know, like, how they're going, or write someone a thank you note, but just take action.
I think the one thing that we really finished up on was work hard, be sharp, and always be learning. So it's not necessarily this always be closing anymore, it's now always be learning.
Well, that's it. And as the famous Zig Ziglar said, stop selling, start helping.
So speaking of helping, you've had your head down for the last couple of weeks or month since we've got back from our Christmas trip. You've been you've been putting a whole heap of thought into the next round of Transform.
Tell us
what it's all about.
Well, Transform is transforming too, so I'm sort of glad we've got a piece in the magazine about Transform. And we've taken on a bit of feedback from some people that kind of wrote into us that really want to take part in it last year, that we only had 6 places.
Yep.
And that, you know, 3 months does take up a lot of time.
As,
you know,
the 12 weeks of Transform. Yeah.
So what we've done is we've taken the Matt Cutts 30 days approach to Transform this year, and everyone's invited. So basically what we've got is we've got a bunch of masterclasses and some great lessons. So it'll be 30 minutes a day where you'll have to submit you know, some reflections and some feedback and a few challenges along the way for 30 days. Everyone's invited, so even you internationals can take part. $99 is all it's going to cost, and you'll be able to sort of ask questions of all of the, like, the master coaches and trainers in the industry. So
who you got?
Who have we got? We've got Tom Panos, we've got Gavin Rubenstein, we've got John McGrath, we've got Josh Fegan, we've got Charmaine Keegan, we've got Leanne Pilkington. I'm going to make an appearance in there. We are going to give away 6 platinum tickets to Arik. Each challenge or each lesson will attract a number of points, and then the 6 people with the most points will win the platinum Arik ticket. So they're the ones where you get to sit up the front.
Yep.
You get to see the sweat on Tom's face when he's yelling at everyone. Yeah, that's it. You get right up close and personal, and and that's kind of where you see the speakers come in and go. I mean, we've sat up there for a couple of years covering the event. You know, it's interesting sort of seeing people pacing up and down as they're about to hit the stage. So early registration for Transform, and registration will open in the next couple of days, will get you a couple of gifts from us and a bit of a head start in the points tally. So if you're keen to transform this year, or, you know, like as Josh says, if you're new, struggling, or even if you're not new and not struggling, there's going to be some new content in there from new coaches where you might just pick up that next idea that wins your next listing, and $99 is a small price to pay.
Oh, absolutely. It's a fraction of a return, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
What the big prize is.
Yeah, and we'll be doing CPD points with that. They've already been approved for New South Wales and ACT as an elective, and we're working on other states as we speak. So I'm really excited about Transform this year. I think it's going to appeal to a lot more people, and can't wait to see you all in the Transform classroom. It's going to be really big.
Yeah, absolutely. So head across to leadagent.com.au/transform.
All the information's up there and how to register and everything like that, and we can't wait to see you there.
Absolutely.
Well, I think that's it for us this week.
Yep. Thank you very much for having me, Sam. It's been a pleasure.
It's been great having you back. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll catch you all next week.
See you later, guys.
Bye.
To subscribe to the magazine, visit eliteagent.com.au/subscribe.